rest of the story. His name was John, but nobody ever called him anything but Buddy. Buddy was born West Orange, New Jersey. In his youth, he worked as a caddy at the Essex Fells Country Club nearby. As Buddy grew up, he stayed at Essex Fells. He became locker room attendant there. Then along came the Great Depression. Country clubs were among the first institutions to bite the dust. A club which managed merely to stay open was considered a remarkable success. Essex Fells thus succeeded. In hopes of retaining as many members as possible, annual dues were reduced to $75. Anyone who could hang on to his membership did hang on. Course traffic was slow in general. Weekends, weekdays, especially Tuesdays. I mentioned Tuesdays because it happened to have happened on a Tuesday in the mid-1930s. And that brings us to the rest of the story. Now, two of the best friends Buddy the locker room man ever had were Des Sullivan, a New York newspaper reporter, and Dave O'Connell, the assistant pro at Essex Fells. Des and Dave usually spent all day Tuesday together, almost invariably the only two golfers at the club on that day. They practiced in the morning, played 18 in the afternoon every Tuesday. Getting up a foursome would have been impossible. It was only rarely that a pigeon showed up to make a threesome. But Des and Dave were tired of taking each other's money, and so it was that one Tuesday afternoon, the two golfers approached their friend Buddy the Locker Man. With nobody else at the club, surely he should be free to play. Buddy said thanks, but no thanks. He wasn't really too good a golfer anymore, and anyway, he had too much work to do. There had been a surprising number of players on the previous weekend, and since the club was closed Mondays, Buddy was particularly busy now cleaning up the Saturday-Sunday mess. But work could wait, insisted Des and Dave. The weather was great. Buddy should take advantage of it. He should play a round of golf with his two pals. They'd be betting only a couple of dollars on the game. Reluctantly, Buddy agreed on one condition, and that prerequisite to his participation dropped his name into the lore of golf forever. You see, Buddy won the game. Buddy, the locker room attendant, won the game. He beat Des Sullivan and Dave O'Connell. And from then on, to any club member who would listen, Buddy insisted that his pre-game stipulation, or at least its psychological effect, had been responsible. In any event, the idea was so original, so practical, that the club members began telling the members of other clubs about it, and within a few years, every golfer in the nation would know. For Buddy, who complained that while his two opponents were practicing all morning, he, Buddy, had had to keep working in the clubhouse, he would be unfairly disadvantaged if made to step out onto the first tee cold. Almost certainly he'd blow the first shot of the game. And therefore, and don't get ahead of me now, his opponents Sullivan and O'Connell were persuaded to grant a special option shot off the first tee. An option shot off the first tee. The locker room attendant at Essex Falls was John A. Buddy Mulligan. Now, if you do not recognize the significance of that word mulligan, ask any golfer, and then you can tell him or her the rest of the story.